Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're devoting the rest of the show to a film playing locally this weekend as part of the Baltimore Black International Film Festival. The film is called Journey to the Bottom of the N-Word. Filmmaker Frank Harris III, a journalism professor at Southern Connecticut State University, joins us by phone to explain what exactly that journey entails. Frank Harris, welcome to On the Record.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Frank Harris, let's start with a short clip from the trailer for your film. Listeners, a word of warning. The N-word is used several times in its entirety in this clip. And in fact, Frank Harris may use it during this interview. Here's the clip.
I don't like the word nigger. I never liked the word nigger.
I mean, it was a word that was spawned out of hate, which is not good, so it shouldn't really be used by anybody. But I feel like if it's going to be used, everybody should be able to use it. I personally don't.
Not ever?
Well, you know, sometimes if I'm with my friends, I'll be like, yo, what's up, nigga? Pass me that joint.
It's common. It's normal to me.
So you use it a lot?
Yes, every day.
I don't think it's right for people to look down on themselves like that.
Those are a few of the voices from Journey to the Bottom of the N-Word by filmmaker Frank Harris III. Frank Harris, you've made a movie about an extremely inflammatory word. What led you to do it?
I was teaching a course that I created called Race in the News, and one of the assignments had the students go look at the archives of old newspapers to find out how people were identified. And a lot of my students came back and they were really expressing shock that the word Negro was being found in old newspapers. And I had to inform them that this was a respectable word at one point in time. And it got me thinking about the many references in which Americans of Black African descent have been identified as. And, of course, there was the N-word, spelled with an E-R at the end and an A at the end. And one of the things that I started to explore was, when did this word first start becoming used prevalently in America? And newspapers were the best source for that. So that's one part of the research. And then I wanted to talk to people across the country, all kinds of people, Black, white, Asian, Hispanic, everybody of different ages, to kind of get an idea of what their experience with the word is. What was their first memory of the word? What do they think about its use?
What would you say that you learned from all those conversations?
Well, I was frequently surprised and sometimes shocked by what stories that they had to tell. One of the things that I experienced when I was first starting to do this, I was in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I just decided I'm going to get off at the next stop and I'm going to talk to the first person that I see. And one of the first persons was a gun and pawn shop. And I went in there and there was a old white man there. Behind him was this rack of guns. And I walked in and I said, hey, my name is Frank Harris. I'm interviewing people about the N-word. I asked what his experience was with the word and he said, well, I was born with everybody I know you. I didn't know nobody didn't use it. And I said, well, do you still use it? And he says, no, sir, I'm a born-again Christian. I believe God created everybody equal. And I wasn't expecting that from this man. And he went on to talk about the N-word and his experience and so on. It just led me to really want to get the many different experiences that people had. There's the music part of it. There's so many different experiences to it, and it's something that I consider to be one of the most important projects that I've done in my life.
Do you think the use of the word is different if it has an A at the end rather than an ER?
I personally don't think it's different. And one of the things that I explore in the film is that thought that somehow rap music or hip-hop music created the A at the end, and that makes it different. And what I show in the film is documentation from old newspapers in which the N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-G-U-A, in addition to the E-R at the end, was used prominently long, long, long before rap music, hip-hop music came along.
You pointed out some ways that the word has been used through history. Interviewing people in the 21st century, did you find racial differences, a difference in how white people and Black people and perhaps other races use the word?
I don't want to say everybody uses the word, but they are using it because they hear it in music. I had a white guy tell me he sings along to the music. He's kind of embarrassed to say it. So in terms of the difference, I think many whites have bought into, well, if they say it with an A, it's okay. but many do not say it around black people. But there was one young man from Mississippi who was saying he can accept the word being used by other black people and maybe others who are people of color, but he cannot accept it being used from a white person. He said it comes with too much. On the other hand, there's other blacks who have said that they would accept it depending upon the context.
Did you pick up generational differences?
One of the things that I kept hearing from older blacks was that they were called it so much in the South sometimes. I had one artist in New Haven who grew up in Georgia. He said he was called it so much as a kid that he thought it was his name, and he answered to it. Most of the younger black people that I talked to said they'd never been called that word by a white person in a hostile kind of way. And so they see that as something in the past. On the other hand, I had an older black person in Virginia say the same thing. I'm not trying to convert people, but my purpose of the film was really to consider the N-word as a cigarette and consider this film as your Surgeon General. So I'm presenting you the information indicating the roots of the N-word and what it means, where it came from, and how it has affected people and still continues to affect people. But then it's up to the viewer to decide whether that person wants to stop, start, or never, you know, never even pick it up.
Thank you for talking to us.
Sure.
Southern Connecticut State University journalism professor Frank Harris III, his film, Journey to the Bottom of the N-Word, will air at the Baltimore Black International Film Festival tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. at the Murphy Fine Arts Center on the campus of Morgan State University. We have more information at WYPR.org on the record page. Also, a link to Harris's website, The N-Word Project. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're listening.